Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online. The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
Girl, I know you're not going to let him play like that.
I don't know. Something's up.
What you need is a Splacavelli.
A what? A Splacavelli, you know. He ain't your husband. He ain't your boyfriend. But it's a fine brother you can call on. Time's my phone.
You know, there comes a period in every woman's life when she gets frustrated. Fed up with a man and all his dilly hangups. A woman is a man that doesn't come with any drama behind it, you know. Someone that can just love her down with no strings attached. And his name is Splacavelli.
Tell me what kind of Superman would take you in his bedroom, baby, and hit you with the front, back, side, side.
What is this?
Oh, like you said, honey,
grounds for divorce. I'll see you in court.
What the business is, huh? It's Frank Benji, and I'm tuned in to the Nicky Rich Show. You know how we do it. I'ma see you, shorty. It's a green light. Everything a go.
It's your boy OG Nitty.
It's your boy AC.
And we represent
Team Nitty Radio.
And when we not out there doing epic things on the FM dial, we kicking it with Pretty Nicky Rich. Keep doing your thing, lovely lady.
All right. You're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nicky Rich Show. We live here Saturday afternoon mix. We getting it in today. We got a special treat for you. We got none other than Queen the Prophet in the building. We also have Buck 50 ENT in the house. It's going down today, y'all. And we want you all to call in at 323-580-5749. And for those first-time listeners and callers, I'm your girl, Nicky Rich. We get it in Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. We also get it in on Saturdays. Yes, Saturday afternoon meets. We live each and every day. We work 24/7. We grind till we grind it out. Man, and if you want to be a part of the show, you can email us. EPKs, you can send us a small short bio if you have that as well. Music, MP3 format, clean. You can also check us out on iTunes because we're not only on Nicky Rich Show and Blog Talk Radio. We're on iTunes. We're on College Underground Radio. We're being heard so many places. So we welcome you guys anytime. And we will have our chat room open today. So if you want to chat with me, you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/The Nicky Rich Show. And our official website is NickyRichShow.com. And we got the social media popping right now. So if you're on our social media, our Twitter, at Miss Nicky Rich, and also on Facebook, Nicky Rich Show, or at Miss Nicky Rich. And you can also log on to Instagram right now, Miss Nicky Rich as well. So, you know, we got it popping. But we're excited. Our first guest today is in the building. Yes, I'm excited to talk with her and all her upcoming projects. And with no further ado, we would like to welcome the Queen the Prophet to the Nicky Rich Show. Welcome.
Hi, Nikki. Thank you for having me.
How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm great, man. Just glad to have you in the building. I know that you've been busy. I've been busy. I mean, we're busy making those major moves out here, making those connections. We're working.
Oh, we're working around the clock. I see you at 5 in the morning on Twitter. I say, oh, my gosh, he never sleeps.
Yes. I'm telling you, it's crazy, but, you know, it feels like you don't get no sleep, but it's like a extra, like, energy you get when you work.
I know.
And accomplishing things.
Absolutely. When you start seeing the manifest of the fruit of you've been putting everything into, it's kind of like it just carries you out on a natural high for the rest and you just start coasting.
Yes. And it feels so good. It feels good. And I know you are enjoying the ride, your journey with all that you have been doing. Now, go ahead and let everybody know, because we know it's your first time here. Let them know where you're based out of and where you're originally from.
Okay, I'm from New Haven, Connecticut, and we're based right out of New Haven, Connecticut. So,
Wow.
And Battleground,
Connecticut in the building.
Oh, yeah. Connecticut has a lot of things popping over here that people really overlook Connecticut, and unfortunately, mm-hmm. Connecticut is, like, right in the front face of everyone's mouth right now because of the tragedy that happened in Sandy Hook. So now you say Connecticut, and that's the first thing that people associate us with.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And actually, the first track that I ever dropped that was something that I recorded was The Seventh Trumpet. That was myself and Gran Giovanni, and we dropped it mm-hmm. because of that.
Amazing. That's amazing. Well, guess what? You know, sometimes, you know, you just never know how things happen. But look, mm-hmm. it's got the attention, you know, and God, he just opened up, you know, doors and people, you know, they're able to now, like now when you do, people can, oh, Connecticut, you know, they'll know what's going on. And more stars and more people are going in to Connecticut, you know, to help others. And now there's an awareness of your state, your city, your town.
Yeah, absolutely, 100% correct. The love and support that we have gotten from so many people out here,
mm-hmm.
I really believe that, you know, at least over the next year, you're going to start seeing great things, great pieces of music, great people, great leaders start emerging out of Connecticut that were really here the whole time.
Yes.
It's just that nobody was, they kind of stopped at New York and forgot that we were only an hour away.
But guess what? You there. And you
yeah,
have
and
really
I'm a little
been
loud.
Making some noise. So you're bringing it out.
Well, I definitely,
you let everybody
you
know,
know. I definitely don't come alone. I just have the biggest mouth, I think.
Now, tell us how long you've been in the industry and how you got involved.
Oh, God. Actually, music has always been a part of my life. I've come from a very musical family, but in 2007, I was actually formerly married to an underground MC, and I started Battleground Entertainment. Well, it wasn't Battleground Entertainment at the time. It was Battleground.com, and that really just mm-hmm. came from my own love of freestyle, and it was an online freestyle battle arena, but I also dropped it during the time that MySpace kind of took over. So everything started
yes.
going digital. There was no reason for the battle. And everybody became a rapper. Everybody was a rapper. Everybody was a producer. And then I just kind of stopped doing it. And actually, last year, I started managing for a friend of mine who opened an indie label in Miami. And his artists were Connecticut-based. And they came out of a larger coalition called the Doberman Gang. And when I saw all of the talent that came with them, I absorbed some of the other artists under me, launched Battleground.com as Battleground Entertainment, and the rest you pretty much know. And, you know, it's now spun off into blogs and other affiliations with other individuals, and it's kind of mutated itself. But really, all thanks to social media, because those are our biggest supporters, and without them,
yes.
there is no way we would be able to do what we do.
And you do it. I'm telling you. As soon as I say Queen the Prophet, it goes crazy on Twitter.
You know, I get so much support, though. Skyscraper Nation and G Nation were two of the first Twitter teams, and they kind of saw what it was, where the market was going, and they turned those teams into actual businesses. And I work very closely with both Thrilla from Skyscraper Nation, and he has Thrilla.info. And if you haven't seen his hip-hop blog, it's amazing. And G Nation Crown actually does a lot of community-minded missions through G Nation. That we give away toys at Christmas. We did that here in Connecticut for them. And all of that money has come out of G Nation's pocket. So together, and, you know, Battleground Entertainment, I've been screaming Operation Revolution, we kind of as together, we just made such an impact, and it's all thanks to them and the support of the people. We did none of this on our own.
Exactly, exactly, you know. And it's somebody out there, you know, sometimes when you think, oh, I'm doing this by myself, but it's somebody that's helping you along the way. It is.
Yeah, it's
because
it's not me sitting
there
clicking my own SoundCloud.
Because look how far you got, you know. So
yes,
we here
in
today
in such a short time.
Yes, yes, a short time, and you know, it seems really sometimes it'd be longer than what you think. You might think it might be short, but you know, when you start it really be like a long period, but it just happens so fast. How do you?
You're right, because it's like I don't even count 2007 anymore. And to me, it's like,
yes.
Wait a minute, the first track dropped in January. Why are people calling me, telling me some mixtape I'm on is on a Wu-Tang site? What's going on? And it's just, but it was years in the making.
And not only that, you don't even count that, you know, what you was doing prior to help you lead up to that, you know, when you was probably doing, like, stuff for free or helping somebody else at what you love. You know, you don't even count those years sometimes, you know.
Nikki, do you know how many people, I've met so many people just because I had, first of all, no idea who they were, and they approached me and asked me for help with Twitter. We have a friend in common, DJ Yellow. I actually met him because he hit me up. I was trying to help him out with Twitter, and he is such a support system for me. I love DJ Yellow. And
he is.
But the thing is, a lot of the older era folks in hip-hop, they're very new to Twitter, and now their publicist is telling them, get on Twitter, and they're there, and they're kind of lost because it's a whole other language because everyone just got used to Facebook. And now they're looking around, and, you know, I just have one of the loudest mouths on Twitter.
Well, that's why, you know, I myself offer consultations. If you need me to help you, we go. We got it for you.
People like you are so important because there's so when you're an underground artist or you're doing it independently, there are so many people out there that are ready to take your money and try to get over on people that don't have it. Nobody deserves to get robbed, but they take it from people that don't have it to recover from. And when you can actually get services that you get what you pay for and the person's doing what they said, that's all that you can hope for. The rest is a crapshoot. They're either going to like the music or they're not. But having folks like you that offer affordable rates for promotion to people that make music the way that I do, it is such a help. And if nobody ever told you before, thank you.
Thank you. You know, and like I say, this platform here is not about, you know, me. It's God has given it to us so that people like yourself, entrepreneurs, amazing people like yourself that make good music, DJs, athletes, and so forth, can be heard. And, you know, a lot of people don't know the vision of the Nikki Rich Show. Our vision is to reach those crinks and cracks and nannies between, so we can get people on the show. And our vision is that we're that connector. And I have people on the show from the elite to the people from the streets. And I'm the connecting, the one that's connecting the elite from to the streets. And, you know, making that connection so that everybody can connect and get to where they need to be and not have no limit to saying, oh, this person acting a certain way or that. We are all like-minded individuals, and we're here, and the common goal for each one of us is to be successful in life and take it to another level. But, you know, we all have different things we're doing, but that's the common goal.
Absolutely.
And that's why we're here, you know, and we're excited to have you on today, and it's just truly amazing just to have just outstanding artists on your show that you know that's making hot music and good quality because you're the next, you know, you're there. And because I'm going to tell you, I know how God is moving in my life and how I'm moving. You can't tell me that my guests or the people that's in my path ain't moving either. You know,
I know that's right.
That's how,
you know,
that's
and
how
everything is. It's just like when you people say that they trust God all the time, and you know, anyone that has ever done music or become an entrepreneur knows for real, it can take you to some dark places before it takes you to the place where you're ready to stand there and be like, wow. And the thing is, we live in a world where there's so many people that, Nikki, they want to manifest, but they don't want to put in the work for it. They think they're going to tweet their video to Diddy and get signed. Oh, that's a great idea because nobody else thought of that. You know, and it's like people, you know, they'll just send you links. And I'm like, do you know why? I tell people the truth all the time. Do you know why I'm all over the Internet? Because I pay for it. And sometimes it came down to life of, you know, do I put gas in the car? Do I pay for promotion? But it pays off, and you have to move wisely. But folks think they're going to succeed in music and not have a job to fund what they're doing. And it's like, you know, come on.
That's real. That is real. And, you know, we are surrounded by amazing people. So when you start to see that movement and you start to see you going here and going there, then you can understand, like, oh, I'm going in the right direction, you know. I'm doing what's right. That's how you know.
Right.
That's how you know you're doing it. And you are. And if I must say myself, you know, it's a blessing. And I get excited to see, you know, like I see how you work. And I'm like, oh, God, you know. And it's exciting just to see other people just make it, you know, and make things happen. I'm like, okay.
Thank you. That you just made my entire day.
I do, you know, and because it does nothing but motivate you. You like, okay, you see that person doing that artist, you know, they getting it. It just motivates you.
You know, you don't even know how you inspired me. One day, actually, I'm going to snitch now. DJ Yellow told me that he's known you for a long time. And he said, I remember when she first started her show, he said she used to play songs for underground artists on her show. He said, and look at her now. He said, I don't even think she works anymore. And it blessed me because I was like, well, she can do it. I can do it. And it just, it gives you, when you have something in your vision, it's like, okay, that's where I want to get to, and it is possible. It just kind of refuels your fire all over again, because there's some times where you're looking around like, what am I doing?
Exactly.
Like, maybe this, like, this is costing a lot of money. I don't know.
Yes, but you know what? It's no hesitation, because, like, a lot of people, they do be quick to say anything about money, but guess what? When it's your purpose, it's your dream, that all comes. You trust in him, you're going to have it. It's no doubt about it. You don't need anything. You know?
I walk around sometimes and ask him, I'm like, you know it's me, right? Like, you know I be messing up, I ain't living right. Because you got to keep yourself in check. Because if you walk out here and pretend to be perfect, that's as soon as you'll fall.
Exactly. And you got to humble yourself. You can't act like, oh, I'm the bomb. I'm out here. I'm tearing it up. I'm making it happen.
Oh, no, you got to come. And you know what? That's where a lot of people make their mistakes. Unfortunately, you got a lot of these young kids out here, and they get online, and they start disrespecting the veterans, the people that paved their way, that made the music that you say that you do.
Exactly.
And how they don't have any idea of how far, you know, these folks. Hip-hop was originally created and signified that poor people could make it. And that, I think, has gotten lost in the shuffle, unfortunately, but it's back. And it's almost like I feel like the new era is going to be more classes in session. Everybody take a seat. Because there's so much stuff coming out now, and everybody's like, hello,
well,
this is what hip-hop
coming.
Sounds like. Oh,
yes,
yeah.
It's what it is like, if you really are a visionary and you know your hip-hop and you know the music, period, you can see how it's flowing. You can see how it's going. And it is going to be like classes in session, because guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people realize it, but now the thing is, the way it's going, lyricists, the old school is coming back out. You know, you're starting to hear that old school flavor, that old school music, those lyricists. Not just old school, I'm talking about lyricists. Nas,
oh, yeah.
You know, Wu-Tang. All
absolutely.
You know,
Absolutely. And those underground artists that are actually making those strides are those of us that were a little bit younger than them, but we grew up on their music, and we have been doing it since they started. So now you have a bunch of people that are, you know, homeschool rappers and push-button DJs, and they're up against now people that grew up on the music that basically started the thing, but they've been in, we've been in training for the last 12 years. Because we never switched our styles. And now that it's their time, it's going to be a force to be reckoned with. That, I believe, is true.
It is. Because I'm going to tell you how talented artists are getting. It's a lot of stuff are outsourcing right now. You know, A&Rs, you barely need them right now. You know,
you could do everything yourself.
You can. But guess what? I'm going to tell you how powerful it's getting. You got artists now trying to be DJs, now trying to write songs, now trying to do this, now trying to do that. They're learning the techniques, and they're doing it themselves.
Absolutely.
You know? And it's
you can really be a one-man show.
It.
And
yeah,
the internet has made things so easy. Nikki, we could sit there with social media windows up. You send it to Facebook, Twitter, your blog, and everyone's like, oh, well, you can't be a blogger and an artist. Yes, you can. You can sit right there and make free strokes of a button, and everything's done for you. And it's not like it was. And now that everything is digital, you know, we don't have the days anymore where folks are, you know, out there hustling mixtapes out of the back of their trunk. Why would you pay $300 to duplicate CDs that you can get on Twitter for free, tweet your free SoundCloud link, and hey, you know, for $50, you can pay somebody relevant like yourself, you know, to spin you. You can actually do it yourself if you put the time and the research in.
Now, and you can do anything in any job. Where it gets misunderstood is where you're watching somebody else saying, I can do this, I can do that. If you want to be a radio host or if you want to be a DJ and you never done it before, okay, and you feel you want to do it, that's cool. But when you're watching other people and say, oh, she's doing this, I can do it too, you know, like that's when it gets kind of confusing and gets, you know, kind of off balance, you know. Do what you love.
Well, I mean,
What did you say?
Oh, in a common way to indicate that is, folks that don't even research the industry that they say they want to be in. You know, they'll drop 10 mixtapes and then, oh, I got my stuff on iTunes. Count how many people you know for a fact would buy your stuff on iTunes right now. That's how many dollars you'll make. Now subtract what it costs to load you up there. You know, and they do this blindly, and then they don't even have their name registered. I just heard a story last night from an artist I know who never registered his name, but there was some rock band guy out in California that had his name registered. He was cashing his royalty checks for 5 years.
Wow.
Nikki, they don't know, and it's on the internet, like it's free to read it, but no, everybody knows everything, and that's really, but honestly, I'd like to thank them because they make it easy for those of us that really are putting the work and the research in, because it separates us now from
you. That's their fault, because you can tell them, I know I've told artists, you know, they done left and went on there, you know, like we can tell you over and over and over, you can tell you, like you're talking to a brick wall, but you're going to do what you want to do. You know, you're going to pay for what you want to pay. You know, don't, when you talk in business, talk about business. Don't come sideways. Don't come like you're coming for free or what have you. You know, if you can't afford it, don't even come. You know, don't be like, can I get a deal when it's already laid out? You know, but you're not going to cheat yourself if it's something you're passionate about. If it's your vision and it's something you do, you're not going to cheat yourself for it. You know, you're not going to be too cheap for it. If it's something you can't afford, it's okay if you hold off. It's okay. It's no rush. You know, hold off. It's still going to be there. It might even be better later when you want to go on, you know. It's
right,
no risk
right.
to come on Nicki Rich Show. We growing. We know we popping. But, you know, it's no rush. You, you know, how long we've been talking to you for months. But we could have
Yeah, but we were both so busy. And but Nicki, I wasn't worried. I was like, don't worry about it, because I knew we were going to connect. I also knew it was probably going to be a disaster. I said, me and her are probably going to laugh the whole time, because but I wasn't worried. I said, when, you know, when it's time for that to unfold, it will. And now it is. And
it does. You know, it's no rush. It's all about timing. And God, he's going to work it out. He has a plan for us. And, you know, we just got to follow his footsteps, because they already ordered. And sometimes we might veer to the left or veer to the right or do a U-turn. But, you know, we'll find our way. But we really know, once you really know in your heart what it is you want to do, it's going to come easy. It's going to come natural.
Oh, yeah.
Everything I do is easy. It's easy right now,
right.
You know, because I know what I'm doing. I know where the Nicki Rich Show is going. We're here, you know, we're making things
right.
happen, and other people, they're hitting me back. Artists are, you know, being featured in Double XL. One person said that they had, like, 33 hits on their site. I mean, it's just different feedback we're getting, you know, and sometimes it works for people, sometimes it might not work for you. You know, you know, we just do what we do. It might work, might not.
Do you know how many people that I have? The reason why I have so much support is, Nicki, honestly, like, when I first started and I didn't have a lot of money to do what I was doing, I was like, okay, here's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I started pulling people off of Twitter that followed me for years and said, hey, I'll give you $10 if you XYZ on Instagram or you XYZ on Twitter. And that's how it started, because I was reaching out to the people that were with me from the beginning, just pulling regular civilians off the line and teaching them how to set up auto tweets. And I was like, you can honestly make a business out of this and blah, 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 and teaching them and training them for free. Some of them have used what I've showed them, and they put a nice little piece of change in their pocket every month. And others, you know, that kind of just, and I've had one or two that took the money, tweeted it twice, and then disappeared. So, you know, you chalk it up to experience, but more good came out of it than bad, so I could never be mad.
No, you can't. You can't. Because, you know, we all have lessons we learn. We learn every day, and it's okay. Because guess what? That's what's going to take you for, like, those things that you had to go through, you had to go through them, or you had to experience, because, look, you're for it. You kept it moving. Now, if we take out the time.
Nicki, I had artists living in my living room. Please. They have no idea what I suffered and endured at the sake of hip-hop. I've had artists living in my living room. I have a one-bedroom apartment. That's not necessary, but it was at the time, so we trooped through it.
Well, you know what? You sowing your seeds. And you know what? Now it's your time. It's your time to shine, you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, it's your time. It's all about you now.
It doesn't digest yet. Like, people are like, do you know? I went somewhere in D.C., and they said, oh, my God, it's Queen the Prophet. I said, oh, my God, what are you talking about? Because you never see yourself the way
I have
people see you.
Tell me, when I go meet people in person, they were like, man, even the DJs or the people that got other radio shows or whoever, they'd be like, oh, you're the same person. Like, I actually saying, okay.
I saw you on the red carpet. I said, look at Nicki. Nicki's on the red carpet cracking up.
We have fun, man. I'm telling you, because everybody
did.
Ain't just like me. They just like me. We have fun. Like, my friends, they say I be on vacation. I say, when did work become vacation? What I do ain't vacation. But we have fun. Boy,
you have to, you know, that's something that actually Hellraiser, the Wu-Tang affiliate from former Sons of Man, had said to me, he said, you know what? He said, hip-hop was great when we had fun. He said, don't ever stop having fun. And that was something that I've carried with me this whole time because, you know, the larger coalition here in New Haven that I come with is the Doberman Gang. Mm-hmm. And these guys they met me a year ago, and we just became family. Some of them had to live in my house. Like, it's been ridiculous. But they've been at it for 12 years, and they're so talented, and they're really good guys. And I feel so blessed that I'm able to be a part of that because we have fun. I remember the next track that I'm releasing is called Lois and Clark, and it's George Young, who's actually the founder of the Doberman Gang, and myself, and we had so much fun. When we made Wizard of Oz, he oversaw the production on that, and we were just in the studio for hours, but we were cracking up. We were having a good time, and I love that track because we had so much fun with it. I don't care if anybody listens to it because I love it. Make music first for yourself.
Exactly.
And just see what happens.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to tell you, Queen the Prophet, we have some callers on the line. We're going to go to the phone lines. I see we got 404-879. You're on the air. Tell us your name. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta. This is the Male Esquad DJ CEO. 120th of DJs United. Hey, Nikki.
What it do? Hey, we live with Queen the Prophet in the building.
Hello, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
You too.
That is Demel. Hey, Demel. We glad you were able to call in today. Today is Saturday.
I've seen you post it. I don't really be on Twitter that much, but I was like, let me show you some respect, you know. I always got
Most
you back.
Definitely.
I'm somewhere around.
Most definitely. And Queen the Prophet, y'all definitely got to connect, too. He is a key industry maker as well, you know. So
you can absolutely always find me on Twitter.
Most definitely. Queen the Prophet. Now, go ahead and give out your information, the mail, in case anybody wanted to connect with you.
Well, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter is all the same, Esquad DJ CEO. No other changes. So, you know, it's all about branding, so it'd be easier to find me.
Esquad DJs in the building. That's what I'm
talking
about.
And I'm also the creator of DJs Against Cancer and the Red October DJ Convention.
Oh, all right. See? Most definitely. And Queen got it on lock up north. You got all the guys.
Oh, yeah.
All the Wu-Tang affiliates, Wu-Tang, everybody. So, you know. All of y'all got to definitely connect, you know, and that's what we're here for today.
Okay. I know about Capadonna. I'll be talking to his wife every now and then.
Okay.
That's something. I do most of my work with Hellraiser, former Sons of Man, because I'm part of his ghetto government movement. They're dropping the next mixtape, United Hoods of America, Ghetto Government Officials, Volume 4, on the 4th of July. And then Razor just announced 15 minutes before I called you, Nikki, that the long-awaited Return of the Renaissance album is going to drop sometime before first quarter next year. So all of his fans have been waiting 3 years for a Hellraiser album, and they're about to get one.
Most definitely. It's going down, Hellraiser. But
and my next track will be on the mixtape, which is coming out July 4th.
Okay.
My birthday week.
That's my birthday week. Look, we
happy
just so
birthday.
Glad thank you. We're glad that you called in, Jamel, and we're going to be checking you out as well. And we thank you for all your support.
Anytime.
And
I know if
it,
I don't,
but...
I get beat up. So, you know, I might as well support you so I won't get beat up.
And I tear his nerves up all the time, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. I call him if I got to go somewhere or if I got to do something. I just tear his nerves up one day. And he was like, I thought you needed help. I just like to, you know, I'm crazy sometimes, y'all. But much love to you, Jamel, and we thank you again.
If you're not listening to the Nicky Rich, then your life will never be rich and you never be prosperous in your life. And if you're not boxing with Nicky, you're not boxing with God. I'm out.
Best love. Ooh. Thank you. All the supporters, I love the DJs. You never know. I love it. You know, DJs call in. They show support. And you definitely got to connect. Definitely got to connect with the XY DJs. It's real.
PC, people don't understand. I say hip-hop rules 101. Never disrespect the DJ to the gatekeepers to hip-hop.
Exactly. But I'm going to tell everybody, you know, we already getting callers call in. We got Wizard of Oz we want to play here on the Nicky Rich show today. Do you mind introducing it here first on the Nicky Rich show?
This is Queen the Prophet, and you are about to hear The Wizard of Oz by yours truly. Doberville Kennel Club Music, Battleground Entertainment, Operation Revolution.
In the heart of the city of Kathmandu, old Mother Hubbard lived in a shoe. Keep your eyes off my caboose. Now listen to Cupid like Dr. Seuss. I do not want green eggs and ham. Now sing like Nas.
I know I can.
Queen the Prophet was born in Pandora. Raised to slay Sodom and Gomorrah. Revolution breaks 36 chambers. You've never really seen a Power Ranger. Maybe you'll get it if I take it back. I'm a real live in the flesh thunder. Bible or Quran, me and the team, we form Voltron. He said my voice sounds like fan dance, so upon this beat, my words last dance. Yes, indeed, I'm the Wizard of Oz. No, just please, hold your applause. You silly little rabbit, I can't be stopped. I am the Robin Hood of hip hop. You can't do it like the kingdom do. I'm just a little girl that grew up, from Pandora to Kathmandu. Come on, everybody, rock with you. No lie, I never rap to your beat, I just testify. I didn't come for fame, I came to wage war. I gave them the truth and they said encore. I know too much, I've seen heaven and hell, so I bind the spirit of your media spell. I'm not Jack Sparrow, but I'll leave you shivering in your timbers. Call me Wyclef Jean, I'll be gone until November. Light or dark, you question my swag. I chuckle how you let it drive you mad. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Cute spit bars that make you sick. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, we will watch your empire fall. Try to figure me out, we thought you consumed. I've come to speak life and predict your doom. Yes, indeed, I'm the Wizard of Oz. No, just please, hold your applause. You silly little rabbit, I can't be stopped. I am the Robin Hood of hip hop. You can't do it like the kingdom and you. I'm just a little girl that grew up, from Pandora to Kathmandu. Come on, everybody, rock with you. Hey, Goliath, I'm David, I just cop the slingshot. Your funeral begins when the beat drops. Come rub my leg. I'm a genie in a bottle. I'm sorry, I'm not the next top model. Life on Mars, I lost my mind. But it was destined from Venus that I would shine. Fold your hands, take a seat. Your weapons here, obsolete. Hard or easy, either way you get a lesson. Just call the blessing intercession. Now fall back while I adjust my crown. 4 to 7 to 11, we run underground. Your soul is not your to sell, but you don't listen. listen when our fortune tells. Warning to the wise, don't get in our way.
The mission of the horseman is to be insane.
Yes, indeed, I'm the wizard of Oz. No, just please, hold your applause. You silly little rabbit, I can't be stopped. I am the Robin Hood of hip hop. You can't do it like the kingdom do. I'm just a little girl that grew up, woo. From Pandora to Kathmandu. Come on, everybody, rock with you.
You need to see the prophet. Instead, the kid sat down on the ground, boom, got big. The 20 came more track, you need to see the prophet.
You're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. We live with Queen the Prophet getting it in. We live, man. We rocking it, rolling. The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, wow.
I like it. I love it. You know what? I need to get Queen the Prophet to do one of the intros for Nikki Rich Show. You got the perfect sound, the perfect voice for it.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Nikki. Whatever you need, I got you.
Yes. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in. And, you know, we getting it in today. Shout out to Dirt Diggler in the chat room. And just everybody, you know, that's showing love to the Nikki Rich Show that's right now on my social media feed. Going crazy right now.
Oh.
I told you.
Oh, God. Nikki, you deserve it. You deserve it. So.
Thank you. Now, tell us, what else can we expect from you, Queen? What can we expect from you in 2013?
Well, recently, Grindhouse just dropped his audiobook, F What You Heard. That was like 2 days ago he dropped it in the U.S. He had already dropped it in the U.K., and it did great. All of the proceeds from the book actually go to support cancer research, and I did the foreword and the chapter reading. Also, Hellraiser, his Ghetto Government Officials mixtape is coming out July 4th. You'll see me there. And the Seventh Trumpet 26 project will definitely drop before 2014, which is the Seventh Trumpet, and we did 26 versions for the 26 individuals that lost their lives in that Sandy Hook shooting, and that will be available on iTunes come December. And Rise of the Phoenix was the campaign that they were using for me, you know, summer 2013, because I had all of these things dropping. But the Gospel of Q is actually going to be my first solo project, and that's going to drop sometime in 2014.
Wow. You see, that's what I'm talking about. You got to have that plan already. You already ahead of the game.
Oh, yeah. And between, you know, honestly, the Doberman Gang, they've had music for 12 years that has never been heard outside of Connecticut. So if we never recorded anything else right now, we have music to release until 2016.
Wow. That's what
I'm talking
about.
They've been sitting on it for 12 years. They've been making it for 12 years. You know, times, you know, 8 to 10 MCs that really stuck with it the whole time. And, you know, we're recording new stuff all the time. And just it's really been a great year so far. And we know that the future is so bright for us at this point in time. So we're really excited.
And I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you. And we're going to continue to follow the movement, you know, and we're not going to stop and just have you on, you know, just one time.
And, you know, the blog is doing so well. So shout out to my blog readers at cleantheprophet.com. One of the things that I try to do, it's not all music. The other side of me, which a lot of people don't know, is that I've done human services and social services for 10 years. So I post a lot of stuff about community information, like domestic violence, suicide prevention, I'm actually a marriage and relationship counselor, so I post a lot of that type of stuff, as well as giving readers a chance to interact with the blog. If they have, you know, I'll do specials every month. If they're releasing a mixtape, I'll put it up for free. Or if it's Father's Day, if they have anything related to fathers, I'll just blog it for free, you know, to try to give back the same support that they've given me over the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you got to do. Spread it, you know. And that's what it is all entails, I would say, about wealth. You know, it's not for us to hold on to. We got to keep
mm-hmm.
it going. We got to keep the wealth going. And when you mean wealth, and, you know, it's Nikki Rich, Nikki Rich Show. When I mean rich, you know, that's rich in mind, body, soul, spirit. It's in all that. You know, it's not as far as, I'm rich, you know, money-wise, because you want to be rich in everything, you know. And
right,
and that's
right.
What I mean by rich. Mm-hmm. You know, and I tell you, we have some amazing rich guests on every day.
Nick, I already know. You know what I said the first interview that anyone did with me was the Entertainment Commission, and it's a blogger in France. Mm-hmm. And he asked me, like, what was the most defining moment in my career so far? I said, listen, honestly, when my phone started ringing and it was the people that made the music that I grew up on, and they were like, we see you out here. We support what you're doing. Nikki, you can't put a price tag on that, because there's nothing more humbling. And I was like, you know what? They don't need to send me a check for nothing, because I felt like, for me, I did what I set out to do. And when you have people that made the music that shaped your life call you and give you respect for what you're out there doing, you've arrived. And people look for you to be in a Mercedes to think that you've arrived, and that's not the case.
Oh, you're gonna see me arriving everything.
Listen, I know. I already know. They got the bulletproof Hummer out in the back right now. I already know.
I might arrive in the train, a bus, a plane. You're going to see me arrive everywhere. You know,
mm-hmm.
When I went to California this last time I went, this past time, and
mm-hmm.
it was my first time riding a bus and first time riding a train. And I learned it, you know. I was like, okay, I got it, you know, because it's different from where I am. We do have those things, but it's not like a commodity, you know, or something that, you know, that's the normal for us, you know, because
mm-hmm.
here everybody got cars. And if you walk in, they like, ugh, what's she doing walking?
Connecticut's the same way. But I'll tell you what, anytime I have to go into the city, now my manager, shout out to Purple Lioness, is in New Jersey. So I'm like, I'm not driving. If I have to come to New York and get to New Jersey, I don't want to go anywhere. And we're actually looking at relocating probably out to Jersey sometime soon, because so much stuff we do is in New York. But New York, I love you, but you're a nice place to visit, but I can't live there. It's just too busy. But all I want to do is hop on a train and sneak in and out, like the Wizard of Oz, behind the curtain.
Exactly. But I'm telling you, it's so different in the different areas, but you got to adapt to it. You got to learn. And you have to humble yourself. Like I said, those things would be hard for me, you know, but I had to humble myself, you know. I'm not saying I'm too good or anything. It's just I never had experienced it, you know. And when I got it, I was okay. Some people still don't. They still probably want to experience because they just don't. But I had to.
Obviously haven't been to Miami.
Exactly.
The first time I went to Miami, I was like, oh, this is how we're doing it out here. Okay.
Yeah. It's like crazy.
And then
you
end up somewhere down south, and it's totally different.
It's totally different.
Oh, yeah.
It's totally different. That's why, as an artist, from an artist standpoint, don't act like, oh, I'm the hottest all the time. It's good to compliment yourself and have confidence, because
mm-hmm.
I know I do. Yeah, pump yourself
mm-hmm.
up. It's cool. But don't just come off every single time like you're the only one out here just doing it.
Oh,
you know?
Nikki, they drop a mixtape, and then, and all of a sudden you're Lil Wayne, and you don't have no Lil Wayne money. Well, what's wrong with you? But that's how people are. Like, well,
hey,
I
got 15,000 hit downloads that I bought on that pip, you know? But But I wonder.
Well, where are your iTunes reports? Can we see those, please?
You're the hottest, but you coming on a radio show and, you know, one or two people calling in. You know, like.
Yeah, well,
okay.
I mean, that's because you got your five friends that suck telling you how great you are, and they calling the show. I mean, that's easy.
Exactly. And, I mean, that is. I mean, but they hot. They hot now.
Oh, yeah.
You can't stop me.
Uh-huh. Let me know when they name a vodka after you.
But we have fun. You know, you let them be hot.
Mm-hmm.
You let them keep going.
Because you know what, the one thing that's true, we can't keep our eyes on what everybody else is doing. It's kind of like you peek sometimes and be like, oh, they ain't living right. And you got to keep going. Because if you stop and look at them, although sometimes it's hilarious, if you stop and pay attention to what everybody else is doing, how are you focusing on what you're doing if you're worried about everybody else?
Exactly. And you know what? With me, I have my own personal vision. What is going on over there with you, Queen the Prophet? I don't know what you got going on. You know, you got your thing. I can't be looking at you because it might not align with what I'm trying to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. It might not align with what I'm doing over here. You know, I can welcome you into the path, the circle, and everything, and it might be stuff that we do might pick up from each other. But sometimes things might not align with what I'm doing. That's the thing.
Right.
And that's
right.
What people
and you
got to realize. It's not that you're being funny acting or it's not that you're trying to be a certain way. It just might not be with what you have planned out, you know, and it's okay.
Nikki, you know what the hardest thing is? Sometimes, honestly, this is not even a joke. I have had changed my phone number 3 times in the last month ever since. And, you know, it's funny because I didn't even know that I was going on Hellraiser's mixtape. He just kind of did it and was like, ha-ha, surprise. I was like, oh, and I found out because I got a phone call. And they said, why are you on a Wu-Tang Clan website? I said, what the hell are you talking about? And it came out that way. Nikki, everybody that had a cousin that rapped or the uncle, you know, that lives in the closet made beats, all of a sudden started calling like I owe them something. And, you know, it got so out of control. And I was like, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but it's like kind of hurting mine that I haven't talked to you in 10 years and all of a sudden you need something that here you come.
Exactly.
That's so disrespectful.
It's a cutthroat business. It's a cutthroat business. They don't care. They don't care what you say. They don't care how you feel.
Right, and they don't care about the vision that, like a lot of people don't know, the Seventh Trumpet 26 Project, 26% of those proceeds get donated to G Nation, and they're going to give it out to 26 different causes around the world if they support it on iTunes. So, you know, we have a certain mission and vision that we go with. We affiliate ourselves with other people that are like-minded going in that direction. Everybody that makes music isn't going in that direction. My personal belief, and no, this is no disrespect to anybody, but, you know, people want to know where the role models are, and right now they're in the club twerking, popping bottles. And a goal for a 12-year-old should not be to grow up and be a big booty hoe, and for a lot of them it is. And I'm not trying to disrespect anybody, but I believe in making different music, and it doesn't mean that I won't support you and I won't salute you, but it does mean not everybody can go walk where I'm walking right now because I'm not trying to do that. I don't even want to be associated with that. I'm not about that at all.
Exactly. And it's not meant for you to go on everybody radio show. It's not meant for you to appear at every showcase or to do every concert. And it's not meant for that all the time because, you know, you have a choice. You make that choice. If you got that good feeling, oh, this, how can it benefit me? Then go. You know, if it can, If it can be, it benefit you, go. But if not, or if you have that feeling like, I don't know, you know, I don't want to be scammed, I don't want to do this, then it wasn't meant to be.
Right, and you know, the same thing happens when people ask for collabs. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but the other business I run is I'm an independent contractor for the state of Connecticut. I work with children that are in child protective services, and I mentor at-risk teenagers. And I started a multimedia entertainment-focused therapeutic mentoring program where I mentor kids that have interest in a multimedia career. But what we do is basically, because it's a therapeutic mentor, all the stuff that these kids are out here dealing with, we deal with it in the booth and we deal with it in hooks and bars, and I don't let them swear. I help them, you know, that way. And for a long time, that business has been funding my music. And now it's starting to work on the other. Now it's starting to work in reverse. But those are things that I hold very dear to me. You know, I tell people all the time, they're like, oh, you don't swear in your music. I'm like, my biggest fan is 4. You know, my niece walks in the room and she wants to hear my music. I can't. For me personally, I'm not going to put anything on that she can't listen to, because when she grows up, I want her to be proud of me and not, you know, I don't want it to be kept from her. So, and that's just, you can't do collabs with everybody, because they send me some checks, like, oh, Queen, jump on this. It's like, did you listen to my music or no? Because
exactly. And that's on you, you know. That's your choice. That's how you feel, you know, and that's okay. It's okay. That's what makes Queen the Prophet different from any other artist out there. You got to know what makes you unique, what's different, you know, and not just saying, oh, this is how I'm different, but not actually acting it out. Because sometimes we'll say, oh, I'm different, and it's all rehearsed. But I'm like, seriously, what makes you different?
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I would like to thank everyone that is not different, because they've made it real easy for me. Nikki, I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to be funny, but, like, it's serious, because they're all doing the same thing, because, like you said earlier, they're copying what somebody else is doing, but that might not be what's supposed to work for you. How about you just be you and let it rock and see what happens? And if it's meant to be, it will be. And if it's not, find something else. You love music, be a producer, be an engineer, learn how to use a video camera. Yeah. Like, you could be in the industry, but find what your gift is, because not everything is for everybody.
No, you know, because I've seen so much. I've seen people, artists, and, you know, they be so serious. One moment, they be so serious about their music. They are.
Somebody told me a long time ago that whatever it is that you need in this world to make money, you already have that gift. You just have to figure out what it is. And when your wants and your needs go hand in hand, and that is truly only wanting what it is that you really need, the rest will just kind of unfold. But people are stubborn. You know, you want to do this and you want to do that, but that might not be for you for a reason that even you don't understand right now. You know, it's a jungle out here, honestly, Nikki. Like, people don't have any idea how vicious the music industry actually is. And it's not for, you know, the weak of heart, because there are people out here that will stab their mother in the neck for a feature with Waka. And I'm not trying to be funny, but they will. And you really to be strong and make sure that this is the path you're supposed to be walking, because otherwise you're basically walking right into a slaughterhouse and you don't even know.
That's real. You're going to be like some people, they don't know. They don't know.
Because we live in a microwave generation. They want it in 30 seconds, and they want it now.
Exactly. And they think it's cool. They think it's fun. I said, okay, you know, if people really was in the life, the day in the life of Nikki Rich, they'd probably be in a crazy house.
Oh, I already know. Trust me, I already know. That's how I walk around. I talk to myself like, is this even really happening? This is too stupid to make up. But it, but it happens. I mean, there has been, Nikki, there has been things that I have gone through and just have seen happen that I'm like, are you serious? But it is. And that it's not for everybody. They want something for nothing, and that's just, it's just not the way that it happens for you.
Yes.
They don't understand. Money's not going to make you smarter. You'll be dumb with $1 million. So what is it going to profit you to be an idiot with $1 million in your bank account? Nothing. You're just going to keep making a mess.
Exactly. And you know, our paths are different. Our paths are journeys. And you know, we got some might get there quicker than another person or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we just got to keep going. You got to be strong. You can't give up.
But you know what helps too? Having, and I have such a strong team. I have an outstanding management team.
Yeah,
I have.
You do.
I have outstanding supporters. In ghetto government, Hellraiser is a huge support. I have folks like, you know, DJ Yellow and Grindhouse that have, you know, that are my friends that will tell me X, Y, and Z, da, 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 don't do that, don't do that. And these people out here look foolish. And I listen and respect the people that have been doing it longer than I have. And I have, thanks to them and their support and my team, I've been able to avoid a lot of things or recover from things very quickly because I have an outstanding support system and everybody wants to do it for themselves and they want to run the whole show. You can't. You have to let – if you have a good team, really there's nothing you can't accomplish. If everyone is like-minded, it's really a blessing. It's rare. But when you have it, it's a force to be reckoned with.
It is. And, you know, it's so exciting. I get so excited just to see the growth, because I recently had several different independent artists that I had on in the beginning. They know my growth as a radio station, but they, you know, just to see their growth as an artist, they like, man, it's like they come back. They like, I'm ready to come back. And because I want to, you know, it's like they want to show you that how they have grown, which we already know and we've seen it. We see it. You know,
right.
It's just amazing just to see within a short period of time of how they have really grown. It feels good, too.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I'm fortunate enough to sit in a seat where I have so many teams of good people around me and we're all connected, but to watch the growth be spreading through all of them. And I'm just so proud of so many of them, and they've been huge support to me. You know, Thrilla from Skyscraper Nation, his blog, Thrilla.info, he was the first person that blogged Grand Giovanni's music and music from myself, and he has been supporting us since day one. And to watch his growth, that he gets industry exclusives all the time on his blog, it just makes me so proud of him and so honored that I'm his friend and that he has helped me and we've helped him in return.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome to see it hit like an ocean wave and so many people that when I started, they were just getting started out there again, and to watch it grow like that is absolutely amazing.
And unfold, it is. And it just make you want to just keep going yourself. Keep trucking. Because, like, if I see one of my friends doing great, I'm like, dang it. You know, I know if we all in this same circle here and she doing good, and then I got another friend doing good. I'm doing good. You know, it's all just manifesting, you know. It's all happening. And
oh, yeah.
And for others, too, and not just yourself.
And I'm just proud to say that the ones that I'm watching it manifest for are truly those that I know for a fact, no doubt in my mind, deserve it.
That's real. Now, we have also had several different artists on, you know, Hellraiser, like, you know, we talked about it too. And then we got different DJs, DJ Yellow, you know, those people right there, they are in your corner, you know, and they supporting you. It's so many people, so many people. Grind House, shout out to Grind House as well.
Oh, yes. Have you heard his book? Have you heard the book yet, Nikki?
Have I what?
Have you heard his book yet?
Oh, no, I haven't.
He just released it a couple of days ago. So F What You Heard is actually, it's on his website, and the name is escaping me, but he's tweeting. The link to the book is in rotation right now. He's out of his mind, but I love him. He's like, the book is awesome. Like, he really put his all into it, and it's out. It's definitely worth the $7 he has it up for.
That's real. Shout out to Grindhouse making those major moves out there.
Oh, yeah.
But we're so glad that you took out your time to come and just, you know, politic and bring that knowledge and just conversate and get to know Queen the Prophet today.
Thank you, Nikki. I'm so excited. We waited so long. We were both so busy, but I'm glad we finally connected. Thank you so much for having me.
I am, too, and we don't want to make it just the last time here on the Nikki Ritz Show. We're going to continue to support.
Oh, don't be a stranger.
No. We here. We support your movement, and we're truly blessed and honored to have you on today.
Thank you so much.
And, you know, we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
Thank you to you, too.
Thank you. God bless you. Everybody, you are just listening to the Queen the Prophet, that is. And I want everybody to go support her movement, follow her on Twitter at Queen the Prophet, Instagram at Queen the Prophet. Go check her out on Facebook, everywhere, you know. And you can also follow us at Miss Nikki Rich on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Right now, we're going to go to Miss J.L. time and time again.
Bye. I've been hustling for so long. Everything I earn, got it on my own. They can't stop me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I came up from hustling rocks and things to fancy cars and lifestyle chains. They can't stop me.
Let the wind blow. If you ain't trying to win, play with your info. Real news, copy that. Life is tenfold. Bet why these looks. The acclaimed pro. This roots to this. That's just how the game go. Scared money don't make it, so I gain more. Paper change, I got the same hoe. But my mind frame in a different lane, though. Okay, a change what I aim for. The Cali Kush help me ease away the pain slow. Fake news ain't issue, seen them come and go. And real recognize real straight from the dough. Yeah, I rest the foe, cause that's what made me. 10 toes down when it wasn't all gravy. But it's still fading, so I gotta ride for it. And if you're feeling how I'm feeling, what you side for?
I've been hustling for so long. Everything I earn, got it on my own. They can't stop me.
Do it, and what right now we got live
in the building, none other than Buck 50 ENT in the building. What's going on?
Hi. What's going on, Nikki Rich? How you doing? How everybody doing today?
We good. We're glad to have you in the house.
Yeah, thanks. Glad to be here. You know what I'm saying? We out here independent from Camden, New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? King Buck 50 ENT, you know what I mean? Making moves, you know what I'm saying? Log on the web, buck50ent.com. You know what I'm saying? You know, real support, real, that's what we doing, you know what I mean? Other than that, though, you know, we got promotion, networking, grinding.
That's what I'm talking about. And you are going harder than ever because I'm going to tell you. You've been blowing up the Instagram, the Twitter, the social networking sites, Facebook. You got it all on lock right now.
I mean, you know, go hard now, but go hard tomorrow, go hard now. You know what I mean?
That's real. That's good.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Well, definitely, and that's what we talk about every day, daily, about the artists. You know, like, this is a prime example of what I say. If you want money, you know, people say, well, how do you do this? Or how do you get on the internet and how you do that? Honey, all you got to, if you want money, you're going to do everything. If you want, if it's something that you want, you're going to do it, you know? If I get on here, if I want something, I'm going to get it. It's just going to happen.
Yeah. That's like my mom used to say, a man don't work, a man don't eat, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean?
Everybody has
a common goal, common dream, you know what I mean? Ain't no big heads, no haters, no undercover haters around. You know, we get rid of them immediately, you know what I mean? No backfight and no backstabbing. You know, circle was bigger, but, you know, we had to tighten it up, you know what I mean? But let everybody know, we used to it right now, live stream on puppytheent.com. I left on the web, puppytheent.com.
That's real right there.
Shout out
to everybody.
We're in Philly going to the studio right now. We head to our legendary bookstore, blackandnobel.com. We ship to prison.com, you know, like Barnes & Noble, but they're Black & Noble. They're real big on the East Coast. You ship to any prison anywhere in the world, you know, with a guarantee, with it, all that. But we're heading up there right now for another interview for the DVD, Philly DVD, hip-hop DVD. And, you know, I got my squad, OS Merc, the real CMD vet. 215 Monster Man. So, you know, we maneuvering.
That's real. Y'all got the movement going on fire today. I'm going to tell you, we've been on fire all this week. I didn't even go to bed until I can't even recall when I went to sleep. I was doing interviews up to about 1 o'clock this morning in South Korea. You know, we working.
Yeah, he's working it, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I always say networking is better than not working.
Exactly. And you know what? See, I saw your movement. I saw your grind. You know, and I've been knowing you for a couple of months now. You know, like the artists and the guests that we have on the show, I know people think like, oh, they just, you know, they're new. And it's like we've built, you know, this relationship. We've been to each other, you know. It's not just like, oh, I'm just going to come on and that's it. It's just that timing, like I was telling Queen the Prophet. You know, it's all about timing, that right time to come on.
Everybody had their time. And, like, you know, I seen you doing things on the net for a little while, you know what I'm saying? Then, like I mean, we were doing our thing, you know, starting off, you know, way back in the MySpace, whatever, you know what I mean? You know, then building up from there, you know what I'm saying? No fake views, no flops, no nothing, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, now we on a level now where we paying for promotion, whatever, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to connect, trying to meet new people on the same road we on, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And the thing about it is what I see is you're investing in yourself and it's just manifesting across the globe. It's not just, you can see it happen and you can feel it. You can feel the fire. You know, it's like a something inside you that gives you like that extra energy that keeps it going. And now it's like a boost. So you ready to just go and just keep going and make things happen.
Yeah. That's what we're doing. Now we're making it happen. Yeah, ain't no stopping, you know what I mean, until the goal is met, you know what I mean?
So, yeah,
now tell everybody what you're currently working on. I know you got upcoming interviews, and you know what? Tell everybody what you're working on. What you want the world to know about Buck 50 NT. You know, tell everybody what's going on. Where you're gonna be at? Any tours? Let them know right now.
All right. Well, I'll let you know right now. We're working on. We got a DVD online called Shoot First, Regret Later, Camden, New Jersey. It's a story about Camden, New Jersey. Basically, the camera was on the street politicians, raw interviews, raw street talent. We put it out 2009 in the stores, whatever, but we put it online, and like 20,000 views in like 8 months. I think I looked at today. 22,000 views in 8 months, you know what I'm saying? So we're working on Shoot First, Regret Later, Part 2. We put also put another DVD online. We have on the street, Real, Recognize Real, a hip-hop DVD. And we put that, we're working on Part 2 of that. And I got my man right here. Tell me who you be, fam.
What's up, Philly 215 Monster Man? What's the deal?
What it do, dude? What's going on?
How you feeling, baby? Yep. This 215 Monster Man, Buck 50 ENT. You got that letter to hell coming soon. You feel me? You can go on the web, Buck 50 ENT. Go on YouTube, check me out. Check out my whole team, Merc Vet. We in here. We grinding.
In there, and you know what? I want y'all to take it to the house. Keep going. Don't stop.
We ain't stopping, baby. Ain't nothing stopping. We gonna go until it's over. It ain't over till it's over. We gonna keep going.
Hey, if one get that notion when they down, y'all better get, the other one better pick them up. You know, you better get up.
That's right. I'm going to let you holler at my boy Merc right now. I'm going to let you holler at my boy Merc.
What's going on, Miss Nikki?
Hey.
It's Merc right here, OS Merc, you know. Catch me on YouTube, OS Merc. Trying to, yeah, just drop that Money as the Motive. I think I'm working on Part 2 of that right now because that's all it's about right now. Money is the motive. Family over everything. Shout out my hood, CMD, stand up. It's Camden all day, you know.
KC.
You know, I got a lot of different videos out. We just did a song, My Part of Town. We got the video for that coming soon. We just did a song, Fuck a Fake Friend. We got the video for that coming soon. We working. We got a lot of videos out. Me and CMD Vet, Monster Man, we like the Triforce right now with Dubs in the back pushing. So it's all going down. Buck50NT.com from Jersey to Philly, you know?
That's real.
And to all the way over there.
I'm going home.
Yeah, we just trying to work. I'm gonna let you holler at my man CMD Vet. He in the building too. We all up in here.
What's going on, Miss Nikki? What's up, bro?
Hey.
Bro, this is bro CMD Vet. Shout out to
you.
That's the move we going with right now. You can look me up on YouTube as well as Monster and Merc. And right now I got a single about 24 to Life. You know, the video coming real soon. Look that up on YouTube as well. You know, we just put out the F Fake Frame, My Part of Town, Trap Phone, plus Monster just put out some new work.
Monster just put out Nightmares.
But he put out Nightmares, Letter to Hell, you know. So we basically out here just trying to keep persistence going, you know what I mean?
Yeah, keep it going and be consistent with it, you know?
Yeah, we got you, you know, we can't sleep on this. But I appreciate it.
And make sure the business is in order.
Yeah,
that business,
you.
That paper.
But you know, man, shout out to my husband, GMD, you know, this is never Fox Side, Fox 50. You know, I do this. Have a good day.
Thank you. Much love to you, hon. We getting it in, man. We live.
Also, too, Miss Nikki Riz, I want to send a shout out to the we got a team member, a sports member, Pedro Perez Jr. Right now, he's in Major League Draft. He's highly drafted right now. His partner was number 28 overall in the draft in the first round. So, you know, we're waiting right now. It's like a 5-day draft. He's in the draft right now. I think it's round 3. He's on a Kansas City Royal draft board. PedroPerezJr.com. He's one of the best players in New Jersey. He's number 6 come out of state, New Jersey. Shortstop, switch stat, you know, switch dance. So show some love to Pedro Perez Jr. I want to send him a good shout out. Good luck, fam, when your conquest makes it to the major league. You know what I mean? But you know, that's what we out here networking, grinding. You know what I mean? That's what it
that's
is.
That's real.
You know? Yep. I just want to take that time to give him that shout out. It's my young boy right there. I know his father for a long time, and you know, I was there. You know, if you look on BuckBeatTheAnti.com, you'll see the road to major league. You know, the Cleveland Indian tryouts. We in the Philly locker room. We in the the Red Sox. We all, you know what I mean? So I want to give him a shout out and wish him good luck.
That's also, real. Shout too, out to him. Yeah.
Also, yeah, I forgot. We also got, I just put this song out a little while ago with the boy David Corey, the guy that was on X Factor. Shout out to him, David Corey or whatever. We got a song called On the Line or whatever. That's also on buck50ent.com, and you can check it out on SoundCloud or whatever. I mean, it's on a lot of stuff. Tweetgram, I think it's called. So we all over the place with it. OS Merc, buck50ent, the real CMD vet, 215 Monster Man. Shout out to Camden, Philly, Cali, everywhere. We everywhere.
That's real. David Corey was one of our guests a year ago, too. But shout out to David Corey as well. You know, he's one of our past guests. Now, in case anybody wants to check out more of your music and your official websites and all, where can they go to?
Well, they can go to buck50ent.com. They can go to buck50ent.com. Also on the Hawkshare, buck50ent promo. You can catch us on SoundCloud, buck50ent, Twitter at buck50ent. Everything is buck50ent. Hashtag our team buck50ent. You know what I mean? Be safe. Hashtag be safe. And also, you know, people know Camden as one of the poorest cities in the United States. You know what I'm saying? It's a real dangerous place if you don't know what you're doing. I tell people, just because you come from a bad place, it don't make you a bad person. You know what I'm saying? Cause where we from, New Jersey, you know what I mean? Like 5 minutes away, you're looking at the lifestyle of rich and famous in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? You can go to Morristown. That's one of the safest places in the whole country, Morristown, New Jersey. But then you go 10 minutes away, you got the slums of the slums. You know what I mean? Sometimes people get around where we from, they get, you know, what's that word called? Where somebody, where you from? They judge where you from. Yeah, stereotype. You mentioned the word you from Camden, New Jersey. So I always tell the kids that just putting you in a bad place, it don't mean make you a bad person. Don't listen to nobody say, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's all good.
If any questions you got for us, because you know what I'm saying? I'm doing that thing for since '04, you know, a heavy construction accident. I did a concrete construction, you know what I'm saying? And basically, that's how I pay for everything, you know what I'm saying? I'm a cement finisher, you know what I mean? Basically, that's how I get the guap. Mm-hmm. Everybody said it's fucking stuff, but it's no drugs or nothing. It's, you know what I'm saying? Over here, basically, and the union rate for a finisher is like $69 an hour, you know what I'm saying? So I've been blessed to learn that trade since I was a kid. My step-pops passed it on to me, you know what I'm saying? And I just been using it, you know what I mean? I took it for granted when I was young, but now I use it to my advantage, you know what I'm saying? So,
It's another gift.
That's how we do everything with, you know what I mean, with that concrete. You know, working on a reality show, too, concrete the white gold, because that's what the white man call it. These big companies, they call it white gold. Hands down, the fastest money in construction. You know what I'm saying? So, they say that, you know, a lot of concrete companies are like drug dealers because they make so much hundreds of thousands of dollars in months and millions of dollars in a couple months, you know what I mean? Because nothing go on until the foundation of the building's in or the floor down, the curbs up, can't nothing go down. So that's why it's like a high-demand trade, you know what I mean?
That's real. Yes, sir. Well, we're just so honored to have you on today and just to talk with you guys, you know, rocking that out. Y'all motivating those out there that's listening in. Very inspiration, guys. Each one of you are doing something and bringing it to the table and going hard. And I just say keep doing it. And, you know, congratulations on your success, that you all your accomplishments and achievements thus far. It's not going to stop here.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we wanted to ask you, did you have any questions for us? Did you have anything you wanted to ask us?
Myself? Are you talking to me?
Yes, yeah, I'm talking to you. It's the vet, yeah.
I just wanted to know if you had any shout-outs that you would like to shout out, anybody want to shout out, or words of inspiration that you can give to the artists out there, you know, you being an artist and an independent artist out there, knowing that, you know, your struggles, your challenges, is there any inspiration or any words of encouragement that you can give advice just from your journey that you've experienced to any artists out there?
Well, no, right now, this is the real CMB Fat. Well, my words of wisdom I can give to any up and coming artists right now, you know, just be yourself, you know, just do your own style, do whatever makes you feel comfortable, you know, don't try to put yourself in a situation where you feel uneasy about things, you know, and you got to have that mentality towards, though, if you want something, you got to have a strive and effort to go out there and get it. And, you know, basically just pick 110% to whatever you do, you know. Don't ever have to do anything, you know what I mean? And right now I'm about to pass it over to my homeboy Merck, and he's about to give you some words of wisdom.
So first off, I want to shout out my whole city. Camden. Camden CMD Stand Up, Camden, New Jersey. You know, and I just want to, my words of wisdom is, I got to tie it and say, I don't desire success. I plan to succeed. So, you know,
exactly.
Don't think about it. That's how I'm coming, so. That's all I got for you right now. I'll pass it to him.
Master,
what you want to say? Bye, Miss
Nikki
Rich.
Bye.
Yo, this is 215 Master Man, Philly. I want to give a shout out to the whole Philly, you feel me? North Philly, Frankfurt, you dig? Scrap Metal, my whole team, you dig? Team Buck 50, we in here. Best thing I could tell you, if you're an up-and-coming artist, is, you know, work hard and grind, man. Try not to sleep a lot. You feel me?
Exactly.
I mean, you just got to believe in yourself first. If you don't believe in yourself, ain't nobody going to believe in you. You know what I mean? If you don't believe in yourself, believe in you. You feel me?
And you got to be strong, too. You got to be strong.
Definitely got to be strong. And everybody, I mean, just work hard, man. You get the way you need to be at, man. It ain't even got to be all about music either. It ain't whatever you do.
No.
You feel me? If you want to be a doctor, a lawyer, anybody ain't a good rapper or a singer or a radio personality. You know what I mean? So just try to take the grind we use and apply it to whatever you do.
That's real. Apply it daily.
I know that guy got something.
And everybody listening in, we live with Team Buck 50 ENT in the building.
Yeah. You know, we're making it happen, you know what I'm saying? We you know what I mean, no fluff, no pump faking, you know what I'm saying? We you know what I mean? We talk about all real raps, you know what I'm saying? You know, but you got to stay current. You got to keep in the latest trend, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to be outdated, you know what I mean? Because you wouldn't, like I tell people all the time, a person that won the Super Bowl last year, you know what I mean? It don't matter the next year because you're going to win it again or lose it, you know what I mean? So you gotta,
exactly.
It's the old thing in construction is they say, keep your big mouth shut and your big ears open. You might just learn something, you know what I'm saying?
That's what they say, you go on the site.
That's
you know, don't hear nothing. Just go over there, you know what I mean? And you know, but, this whole thing is a life learning process, you know what I'm saying? Try to give people with the same likenesses as you had, the same upbringing, you know, and be careful because, you know, if people out there don't mean you good, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, choose wisely, you know, be careful in the decisions you make and try to get a skilled trade, you know what I'm saying, to fall back on because a building trade is going to always take place no matter where you go in the country or the world. It's going to always take place.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I'm going to tell you about how to go to webbook.com, you know what I'm saying? And just because you come from a bad place, it don't make you a bad person. You know, be safe, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Believe what they say, believe what they say to an extent, but believe what you see the most, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, talk is cheap around my way, you know what I mean? But I'm going to get the phone to you back.
Exactly.
We're in Philly now, blackandnobel.com. And the vet, I love something he want to say. Hold on.
Yeah, Mr. Nigga, I'm going to just take the lights of 16, you know, for you and the world, you know, for everybody here for the closing. I said, luxury tax and everything for my satisfaction. Taking everything in possession that you have established. Living my life big screen, 80-inch plasma. My business coming first and later for the laughter. Open the book, I finish when you hit the first chapter. Harder than what you spit before and what you saying after. Rap is terrible for you on my rapture. Watch me kill him, leave him prehistoric like a raptor. Money is necessary, jewelry is secondary. Balling the stones in my blood, so it's hereditary. Don't want the same, I want my life out of the ordinary. Then ask me how I'm living, reply extraordinary. Smoking sour, feel like I'm rolling up a whole prairie. Love it versa, cause I'm the first to pop a small cherry. Yeah, I shine like BBS's, whitelings, and canaries. And fresh to death, like I'm buried in the cemetery. That. Buck
50 inches.
Y'all already know what
it is, man. It's the vet. Holla at him. Fucking damn.
He just took
it over. Yeah. See, man. Much love to you. We thank you guys. For just, you know, stopping through to the hottest radio station on the planet. We welcome you back anytime, you know, send us what you got going on, your music, any event, tours, anything you got going on. Just send it to us. Let us know.
Okay. Appreciate the love. You know what I mean? I tell everybody, you know what I mean? Just because you got talent don't mean you got drive. Just because you got drive don't mean you got talent. You know what I'm saying? Dedication, discipline, and drive with talent. You know what I'm saying? It's going to take you somewhere, you know what I mean? And it takes steps, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't going to happen overnight. You know what I mean? That's what we're doing. We're taking these steps, you know what I'm saying? And matter of fact, at the end of the day, keep it real because you got to look at yourself in the mirror. And you know, if you're lying, who wants to fool themselves? You know what I'm saying? Keep it real, you know what I'm saying? Keep be original, be true, find your fan base, you know what I'm saying? Holler at us, man.
Well, y'all doing it. And I'm proud
of you guys because you've been consistent month after month and you're just growing. But 50NT is growing. It's getting bigger.
That's where you go.
Yes. And just keep maintaining. I say, you know, make sure you just focus. And all that, you know, it's going to come to play.
I appreciate it, Ms. Nikki Rich. Everybody out there, y'all hope y'all stay safe. Holla at BuckFiftyENT.com, at BuckFiftyENT on Twitter, at BuckFiftyENT, hashtag Mark Team Buck50, YouTube, BuckFiftyENT. We worldwide, man. Big up to everybody out there doing anything. You know what I mean? Hold your head, you know what I mean? Stay strong, you know what I mean? Be safe, you know what I mean?
That's real. And God bless you guys, and y'all have a great day.
All right, Miss Megan.
All right. Much love, everybody. You were just listening to Team Buck 50ENT live. You stream with Nikki Rich getting it in. We going in right now. You know, much love to him. Prior to that, you heard Queen the Prophet. And, you know, we just been getting it in. Last night, we had the Dog Pound Next Generations on Dangerous Rob. I mean, it's live. Right now, we're going to go to Dangerous Rob and check it out.
Hey, Trev, check this out. It's going to be awesome. Wow.
2012 till infinity. We're going in. Way too dangerous. Let's go.
Wow.
That means I'm here to stay. Wow. Whitney Houston passed away. Should have got knocked out. Wow. Fine like Courtney Perry. Looking like Tadal. Wow. LeBron James is playing for the Heat now. Got more to worry about. It's informants in the streets now. Wow. Tiger Woods had to give away millions. Eddie Murphy said ain't no love worth 100 million. Wow. We met each other on Facebook when I seen it in person. Should have seen how my face looked. Wow.
Hey,
wow.
Hey.
That could have been me, man. Wow. Fantasia tried to commit suicide.
Where they do that at?
If you're wrong, you better swallow your pride. Wow. You wore that to the club. I ain't hate, was that a dress or a shirt? Player haters, get some love. Wow. Dude said he had the plug. You ain't making no money, man. Why you still slanging drugs? Wow. You going through a phone, man? That's kiddie stuff. Wow. I thought you was a grown man. Wow, that was some bullshit. I can't believe that bullshit. I gotta grind a little harder. Shout out to this first daughter. Wow.
Hey, hey,
wow.
Hey. have been around and did some donuts, looking for some action. To the package store, get what you want, it needs some satisfaction. Everything's on me tonight. All I want is a one.